Well, if you have kids, grandkids, you know exactly what it's like when bedtime rolls around. First of all, most children don't want to go to bed, and what they want is a good bedtime story. Now, there's no shortage of good bedtime stories, but especially during this Lenten and Easter season, perhaps the story is the best story to be telling them, the story into which all human history, in one way or another, turns, upon which all human history turns, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As Christian parents, you want to be able to communicate that story to your children at every opportunity. We're going to be talking here for the first few minutes of Issues Etc. with Dandy Daly Mackle, and we're going to be talking about our Issues Etc. book of the month for March called Easter Is For Me. It is that story in a way that children can very easily understand. Then in about 20 minutes, we're going to start some audio open lines for your questions and your comments. That'll run a little bit longer than an hour. We'll be talking about the purpose-driven strife. I know it's life, but that's what it's being called by ABC News Nightline in a segment that they did with Rick Warren, the author of The Purpose-Driven Life, and his critics. We'll also have a CBS story on Newt Gingrich's confession. Some people see this public confession on Focus on the Family radio program as his first steps toward running for president. And then also an NBC News report on the new GOP presidential contenders. The field continues to grow. At 4:30, Pastor Henry Gehrke joins us here in Studio A. We're going to do a brief study of Paul Gerhardt's hymn called Evening and Morning. And then for the remainder of the program, all the way till 6 o'clock, Rod Dreher. Has been a long time since we talked to Rod Dreher. He's an editorial writer and columnist for the Dallas Morning News, my hometown, and author of the book Crunchy Cons. We'll talk to him about crunchy conservatives. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live this Monday, the 12th of March, and our call-in number is 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. Our in-studio email address, that works just as well, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Dandy Daly Mackle is a married mother of three children in West Salem, Ohio. She's author of more than 300 titles, including the Issues Etc. book of the month for March called Easter Is For Me. Dandy, welcome back.
Hi, how are you all? Thanks for having me back.
Sure. You've written 300. How do you go about writing a children's book?
Lots of prayer. It's really true. I feel like, you know, sometimes I feel like books are already made in heaven and authors get to kind of unravel them and bring them down. And that's what the process feels like sometimes. For me, fortunately, there is a whole lot of kid in me, and so I'm able to write to that part of me that connects. And I'm always around kids, so I can visualize a child, too, and try it out and make sure I've got the age just right.
What is it about the book that, of yours that we have for our Issues Etc., book of the month for March, Easter Is For Me, is set in verse and rhyme. What is it about a rhyme scheme that is so appealing and so useful when telling stories to children?
Yeah, it really is. And first of all, thank you so much for selecting this book for that. I'm very honored. I think that's a wonderful thing. And you're right, rhyme is fun. Kids love rhyme, and so do most grown-ups, but you can't rhyme down to a kid. Just because it rhymes doesn't mean they're going to like it. It's all in the rhythm. And I think that there's that same thing in us that lets us worship with music and remember by kind of breaking things into pieces. That rhyme does that. It just connects with something inside of us. A lot of stories have been handed down through the ages through rhyme. So
well, there's the theme that runs through this book, Easter Is For Me, is that very personalized application of what Jesus did when he took on human flesh and lived and died for us, and you put it in terms of for me. Why that personalized theme in a children's book?
Because I think Easter, honestly, is the biggest event, and it's also the hardest to write a good children's book about, and that's why you get all these bunny books. You know, it's hard to have one that honestly, sincerely communicates the message, which involves pain and suffering and death as well as the joy of resurrection, and doesn't pull the punches, and yet is a book for children. that they can enjoy and want to have parents read to them over and over again. And for me, that's it, that Easter, for a child and for us too, the significance where you feel it in your bones is when you realize that God was thinking about us from long before we were born, from eternity, and not just thinking about the whole world, but thinking about us. He knew we would be here.
So this really is a way of talking not just to children, but you read through this book, any adult reading this to their kid or grandkid is not going to be able to miss the theme that from the very beginning of Christ's incarnation, everything he was doing, saying, was all for us sinners.
Right. I love the psalm that, where the verse, one of the translations anyway, says, I may be poor and needy, but the Lord's thinking about me right now. I mean, you cannot beat that, that no matter what else is wrong in your whole life, God's thinking about you right now and was before eternity. I think children's books are one of the most effective means of evangelism. I really do. I give children's books that have strong message to parents who are not believers and know that they'll read them to their kids and they will get that message. And probably if you gave them a grown-up book, they would be insulted or they wouldn't read it. But you give an Easter book or a Christmas book to their child, and they're going to be reading it too.
It's also a picture book. And I wonder, before we talk about the particular illustrations of this book, Easter Is For Me, do you have pictures in your mind when you're walking through when you're working on the text of a children's book like this? Do you have an idea in your mind about what you want the surrounding picture, which are so very important, to look like?
I do. I can see things unfold in my head in full color, exactly how I think they should be as I'm writing, and I'm usually wrong. God's given me the gift of words, but unfortunately not the gift of art and pictures, so I've been blessed with many wonderful, amazing illustrators whose vision goes beyond mine. And I think it's a good thing for me to think in pictures when I write, because I believe that makes it kind of cinematic and the action moves along, and then I concentrate on the words. But so often I'll have the picture in my head, and sometimes the publisher lets me tell them what I'm thinking, and sometimes not. But a book works out best when the illustrator has his or her own vision, and the two just come together, and it's one of those great things when it pulls, you know, when it pulls together.
So what do you make of the illustrations that go along with your text in Easter Is For Me?
I love especially like the stable scene where the light, I think that's a fabulous one. My text goes, when Jesus came to live on earth and chose a stable for his birth, from long ago, eternity, I think he was thinking of me. And so that could have been illustrated in so many ways, and I love this particular choice of